It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Former Pittsburgh Symphony Concertmaster Noah Bendix-Bowgli is presenting the premiere of his klezmer concerto Fidi Fantasia this weekend as part of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra's BNY Mellon Grand Classic Series. Noah Bendix-Bowgli is now first concertmaster of the Berlin Philharmonic, and he joins us in studio to talk about this weekend's special event and to update us on his career. Noah Bendix-Bowgli, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you. Great to be back with you.
Fidel Fantasia. Did I say that correctly?
Yes, yeah. Fidel Fantasia. It's from the Yiddish for a fiddle or fiddle fantasy, basically, which is a description of what this is. This is a violin concerto, but it's in the klezmer style, and this is something I've been wanting to do for a long time, which is to present a piece in klezmer style on the concert stage with a symphony orchestra. And so I've been given this wonderful opportunity to compose this piece for the Pittsburgh Symphony, and I'll be premiering it this weekend with Manfred Honeck and my friends at the PSO.
And so this is something that was influenced by the klezmer. I think a lot of us know what a klezmer is, but some may not. So just to refresh people's give them a reminder of what it is.
Yeah, well, I mean, klezmer music is the traditional folk music of the Eastern European Jews. And klezmer actually itself in Yiddish actually just means musician. So you would used to say a klezmer is like saying a musician, but now it's used to describe this type of music. And then when you think of, you know, Fiddler on the Roof or, you know, those traditional Jewish weddings and music that you would have at those, that's you know, a lot of what klezmer music is. It's full of dance music with tons of energy and emotion, and it alternates between that kind of high energetic celebration music and very so often mournful, improvisatory songs and improvisations. And so I've tried to explore kind of both of those worlds in this piece. And in my background, in addition to my classical background, I've always played this folk music, this klezmer music, as a complement to my classical training, and have played in klezmer bands since I was very young. It's something I enjoy doing very much. So combining it with the classical concert stage is something that is very exciting for me.
As I once famously asked Andre Previn when he came to Pittsburgh to premiere his horn, oboe, and tuba concerto, it is unusual to write something that that has such a ethnic sound and put it into a concerto. Mm-hmm. So would you say that about the klezmer concerto?
Yeah, I mean, there have been classical concert pieces in the klezmer style. I don't know. I don't think there's a specifically a klezmer violin concerto, which is why I wanted to create this one. And, you know, traditionally you would hear klezmer music in a band, you know, which can range from just a few, three or four people, to maybe a dozen. That's the setting you would traditionally hear it in. But obviously the challenge with this piece was to make it into a full orchestral experience. So what I did was I created the solo violin part that I'll be playing and a piano sketch of the rest of what's going on, the accompaniment, the other lines. And then I worked with a wonderful composer named Samuel Adler, who fleshed out and realized the orchestration and really made it, we worked together to make it a full orchestra piece. So it's really violin with a full orchestra. It's not a small ensemble. And so he and I wanted to have these dialogues between the solo violin that I play and other solo instruments in the orchestra.
Kind of a call and response.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. And sometimes that's with a particular tune where I'll be playing the melody and they'll be playing accompaniment and we'll switch. And sometimes it's more of a written out improvisation, which is, that's a big part of klezmer music, is this spur of the moment improvisation. And so I'll be trading off my lines with a solo clarinet or solo trumpet or solo viola. And part of the fun thing for me is, because I played here for 4 years as concertmaster, writing this piece, I knew exactly who would be playing these parts. So it's fun to have in mind particular characters and friends, you know, when you're creating something like this.
We're talking with the former concertmaster of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, Noah Bendix Balgley. He is now the first concertmaster of the Berlin Philharmonic, and he's back in Pittsburgh this weekend to debut his Klezmer Concerto, Fidel Fantasia. And we have you have your violin at the ready.
I do.
In your left hand here, and you we have a microphone all set up for you. So why don't you give us a little sample of what folks will have a chance to hear this weekend?
Okay, here goes a little bit of the opening of it. Of course, this is just the solo violin part, so you'll have to wait to the weekend to hear the full thing.
Yeah, we couldn't bring the whole orchestra in.
Sadly not.
Very nice. It sounds weird when just one person applauds, but
thank you very much.
I must. That was lovely. I'm curious. Your father, of course, is an expert. He's an international folk dance expert, and you and he will be taking part in a special Music for the Spirit community event on Wednesday night at the Jewish Community Center in Squirrel Hill. So, what can you tell us about this?
Well, I mean, my introduction to klezmer music was through my father. As you mentioned, he's a really renowned teacher of this kind of music and also other Eastern European folk traditions. And so when I was growing up, I was often around his work, which was at festivals and workshops where there were klezmer bands playing. And I was very lucky to be able to learn this style of music from some of the best players of it, you know, people in bands like the Klezmatics or Brave Old World, that have really been a big part of the revival of klezmer music. Klezmer music, of course, it came from Eastern Europe, and when Jews came over to the States, there was for a while a lull, and then there's been a revival sort of since the 80s of this music, both in the very traditional sense and people taking it and bringing it into new ways of presenting it, you know, maybe with jazz influences or new instrumentations and stuff. And so my father was a part of that, and I was very lucky to experience that as a kid when I was learning it. So on Wednesday, this event at the JCC, we'll be talking about the origins of klezmer music, about sort of different styles, and he'll be showing some of the dance steps, and then I'll also be tying that in to describe how I composed this concerto, which styles of the klezmer music and which dance styles I used and incorporated into this concerto, and exactly how they're influenced by the traditional klezmer music that I learned as a child and that my father dances to. So it'll be an interesting discussion. I'll be playing a bit. He will be dancing a bit, and we'll be maybe also showing some examples of archival recordings of the way this was played 100 years ago in Poland or Russia.
Now, this is going to be on Wednesday night,
yeah.
And then there's the concert, the debut of the concerto this weekend, and I'm curious. People may be inspired to get up and want to move around. Will they have the opportunity to do that?
Or
do they have to...
Well, I certainly hope they start tapping their feet in their seats. And it's really, you know, music that you do want to move to. And so I wouldn't be averse to having people getting up and dancing a little bit at the end. But people may not feel so comfortable doing that in the concert hall. But definitely... at the end, he starts to get very fast and energetic, and that's kind of Freilach celebratory music I was talking about. So that's a lot of the fun of it is this really dance music that you can't resist the urge to move.
Yeah, and have you had a chance to start rehearsing this with a PSO, or I know you just got into town.
Yeah. Well, we'll be rehearsing this week, starting from Tuesday. We'll be rehearsing this piece, and really looking forward to working on it with my friends at the PSO.
Of course, you're no stranger to the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. As we mentioned, you were the concertmaster there before leaving. Was it 2 years ago that you left for Berlin?
Yeah, I mean, I officially left about 9 months ago. Yeah, last season I was still coming to Pittsburgh for a lot of the concerts while I was starting a job in Berlin. But now this year I've been living in Berlin and coming back for occasional things with the Pittsburgh Symphony.
Talk about what that's been like for you, this American going to Berlin to take this prestigious position. But apparently you're no stranger to Germany and to speaking German.
Well, yeah, I mean, before I took the concertmaster position in Pittsburgh in 2011, I'd actually been studying in Germany for about 5 years, and at the time I was living in Munich. So at that time I got to know a bit of the musical tradition and culture over there, and in addition to learning the language. So that prepared me well for my move now to Berlin. And it's very exciting over there. It's of course, an incredible orchestra, and I'm very... very blessed to be able to play there as concertmaster. It's very exciting musical experiences, both in Berlin, and we do a lot of touring as well around the world. So it's been a very busy year, whirlwind year, in Berlin and on the road. And luckily I also have a lot of time with this position in Berlin to pursue my own projects, my own solo and chamber music projects. And so I'm doing a lot of traveling for that. And it's very important for me to keep a connection to Pittsburgh, because I feel this is really a special city and a very special orchestra, the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. And so the opportunity to premiere my concerto with the Pittsburgh Symphony is for me very important, that it's with this group that I know so well and I feel so close to.
What was it like when you first approached Maestro Honeck and informed him that you had been offered this position and were going to be moving away, right? What was his reaction?
He was very supportive. Of course, you know, it's always a bit of a difficult situation, because you're leaving a job in an orchestra that you care a lot about and you've invested a lot into. But of course, he was very supportive of the wonderful opportunity I was getting to go to Berlin. And of course, we've been in good contact about keeping active here in Pittsburgh with things like this concerto, and we'll be hopefully doing other collaborations in coming seasons, so that I'll be back in Pittsburgh performing hopefully at least a couple times a year. So that's something I'm very glad about.
He said the door is always open.
Basically, yeah.
Now, when you're around him, when you guys are together, maybe just you two, do you speak German? Do you work on your German with him?
Yeah, I mean, we do speak German, and it's nice to be able to communicate like that. Yeah.
And what advice has he given you, you know, with regard to this, not only this opportunity, but just you know, on making your way through the music world and taking advantage of the opportunities that are out there?
I mean, he's been very supportive. Obviously, you know, this for me, this concerto was something very new. I've done some composition in the past, and, you know, for example, composed my own cadenzas to some of the well-known violin concertos. I did I think we talked about this before, my version of the national anthem at the Pirates game and such. And so I've always enjoyed dabbling in it. But doing a full-scale piece was a much bigger project. And he was very supportive and of this new project. And I was very thankful for that, because I don't think I necessarily would have attempted it without that vote of confidence. And, you know, I look to Maestro Honeck. He's really a role model in the way that he, even with the worldwide fame he has, the fact he's conducting all the best orchestras in the world and releasing widely acclaimed CDs and such, he keeps such a humble attitude about his music making and personal relations with everybody, whether it's soloists or members of the orchestra or staff at the Pittsburgh Symphony, members of the community. And that's something I admire very much, is that way of relating to people, regardless of your fame, it doesn't make a difference to him. He's really, he keeps it at a very human, personal level with everybody he deals with. And that's, yeah.
Yeah, he's been here, and I know exactly what you're saying about him. Am I detecting just the slightest trace of a German accent?
I don't think so. I don't know.
I'm wondering if it's creeping into your English here a little bit. Noah Bendix Balgley is the concertmaster of the Berlin Philharmonic and first concertmaster of the Berlin Philharmonic, former concertmaster of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, back this weekend to debut his Klezmer Concerto, Fidel Fantasia. We have about 30 seconds left. We want to play us out with something?
Sounds good.
Thank you so much for joining us, Noah Bendix
Balgley. Thank you very much. Thank you.
I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We'll see you tomorrow.